This is the sixth affair. This leads us to the seventh issue, which is preservation from the places in which disease breaks out. What people would today, they would call it the infectious disease, even though we don't believe there is adwa, there is any infectious disease in and of itself. Rather, it is all by the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we see in the sunnah guidelines in relation to this. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, speaking that Abu Huraira heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "La yuridanna mumridun ala musahhin." Let not a diseased camel be passed by a healthy camel. And we see also in another hadith reported by Muslim al-Bukhari, "إذا سمعتم بالطاعون بأرض فلا تدخلوا عليه فإذا وقع وأنتم بأرض فلا تخرجوا فرارا منه." That when you hear of a ta'un, of a plague breaking out in a land, then do not enter into it. And when it falls, when it arises and you are in that land, then do not leave from that land trying to flee from it. And likewise from Abu Huraira, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Firra min al-madzum, firaraka min al-asad." Flee from the leper as you would flee from a lion. Now, all of these ahadith that we mentioned, they indicate keeping away from a place of a disease, where a disease has broken out. But on the other hand, we see other ahadith, such as the hadith of Abu Huraira, where he said, "La adwa, wala tiyara, wala hama, wala safar." So Abu Huraira said, there is no adwa, meaning there is no infectious disease, and there is no omen, the omen of the, like the bird, that a person sees a bird flying over him, there's no omen like of that nature. And also the hadith of Abu Ubaidah, when he said to Umar radiallahu anhu, when he wanted to flee from the plague in Sham, in Syria, he said, "Are you fleeing from al-qada? Atufirra min al-qada? Are you fleeing from the decree of Allah?" He said, "I flee from the decree of Allah to the decree of Allah." So, all of these ahadith, it appears to be a contradiction. On the one hand, the Messenger is ordering not to pass the diseased by the healthy, and on the other hand, he's negating that there is any such thing as an infectious disease. Now, Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a good explanation of this in a book which he wrote, because Ibn Hajar lived in a time where numerous plagues entered into Egypt. There were number of plagues that took place. And so he has a book on this topic. And in this book he explains the underlying reason why a person has been prohibited to flee from a place where a disease has broken out, or to enter into a place where a disease has broken out. And the reason, the main primary reason, is to protect a person or a believer from wrongly thinking that that such a thing as an infectious disease exists. So that, for example, if a person remains in a place where a disease broke out, and then he gets the disease, he would start thinking, if only I left this place, I would not have got the disease. And vice versa as well. So the prohibitions in this regard is to prevent a person from, you know, from finding fault with al-qadr, or from developing a weak type of character, and from questioning certain things and thinking that he can escape the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to prevent him from believing that there is such a thing as infectious disease. All of this is in the realm of the mind. There a person starts thinking this and that and this, whatever. Whereas in reality we know, as Ibn Hajar explains, that when you have a disease like this, often you see, in fact Ibn Hajar describes what he saw in his time, that in a single household there would be half of the family that got the disease, and the other half would be attending to them, mixing with them, looking after them, giving them food, healing to, attending to their wounds, giving them drink, sleeping with them by the side. And yet we see that they do not even get any disease whatsoever. So this shows and it proves that there is no such thing in principle as an infectious disease. Rather, there are ways and means, there are asbab, on account of which disease arise in a person. And in some cases, those asbab, they might take effect, and in other cases they may not take effect. And ultimately behind it all is the decree, the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, but this does not mean that we cannot take the ways and means that Allah has or His Messenger have prescribed. And so from that is to keep away from the disease, from a person who has a disease, out of protection of oneself, without believing at the same time that the disease itself is infectious, because that is the very thing that the Messenger intended to prohibit from arising in the mind of the person. So this is the seventh affair, taking protection from disease. This is the from the ways and means which are permitted.